Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 864 Seasons.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Steve the Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It's up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, X, or Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. Like we said at the top of the show, much different stories this week, Ted. Nothing about the kids.
Thank goodness.
In this case, we have maybe a good or bad time to order from McDonald's, a man riding the subway in New York City, and finally a man just a few days before his wedding. So it can always be reassuring that when you call 911 and the dispatcher, they're very calm and they're all business. That's good. It helps calm you down. But a man in Georgia, he called 911 earlier this year after his wife called him at work saying that someone was snooping around their house and banging on the doors and windows. Now, it was someone they knew, so he initially called the county's non-emergency line, but no one picked up, so he called 911. Took three calls, 6 minutes before someone answered.
Georgia.
Now, eventually, he did get a dispatcher, but in the middle of the call, he heard the dispatcher ordering a McGriddle for McDonald's for breakfast.
What do you mean he was ordering a McGriddle?
She was. He called to report an emergency at his home.
And she was on another phone?
On another phone call at the same time. So, hi, you've reached 911 dispatch. Can I help you? And as you're telling me your problem, she's like, and
can
a McGriddle,
McGriddle
with extra syrup. Yeah. That's what that.
Now, have you had a McGriddle?
What's that?
Have
I have had
one?
A McGriddle.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Now,
the cops, did eventually show up at the house, but the unwanted visitor, of course, they were gone by then. The man has since obtained the audio of the call, and he's asking officials to, quote, clean up their act for what it's worth. Someone from the county says something like this should never happen. Still, the county data shows that just last year, 24% of 911 calls were marked as abandoned. Anyway, the breakfast ordering dispatcher's actions are, quote, under review. Say, you call 911, you got an emergency, and they're ordering a McGriddle for McDonald's at the same time.
Okay.
So there's that one, right?
But he's okay, right?
Yeah, I mean, someone tried to break into his house. I guess in the end, they're okay.
Okay.
We go to New York City. You might remember this story, where according to police, a suspect is wanted for having sex on the southbound R train with the corpse of a homeless man.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Just before 12:30 a.m. last Wednesday. What are you doing? Anyway, he's wanted for sexual misconduct.
I mean, that's not risky business.
Right. Investigators said he's not believed to have known the victim. It is a crime of opportunity.
An opportunity.
I guess.
And passion.
They still haven't caught the guy yet. So he's out there. So think about this. It's a dead body on a subway. And you're like, yeah.
Come on, Steve.
What? So he's in.
Oh, he's in, all right.
He's not believed. Now we go to India, where a 20-year-old man...
How did they not catch him? Sorry.
I don't know.
Nobody
I think it's
said,
all
hey.
On camera.
All right.
So I think it's one of those things, after the fact, you find the body, right? The normal subway people find the body. Oh, my God, do we have video of how we may have died? And as you're watching the video, you see that. I
do
think
you,
that's
do
how
you,
that
do
happened.
Do you stick around after sex?
No comment.
Okay. All right. So we go to India. 20-year-old man, he's accused of having eloped with his 40-year-old soon-to-be mother-in-law. And he did this only 9 days before his wedding. So they say how Rahul and Shivana, they're a young couple in India. They were all set to be married today. Invitations have been sent out. Relatives confirmed their attendance. But 9 days before the big day, that's when a 20-year-old groom got cold feet and disappeared. But he did not go alone. He eloped with Anita, who's the 40-year-old mother of the bride-to-be. And to make matters worse, the pair also took the couple's savings as well as Anita's family savings, leaving both her and her father penniless. So apparently, last Sunday, he left his home claiming that he was going to shop for wedding clothes. But later that night, he called his father to tell him he was leaving and asked him not to bother looking for him. Well, around the same time, Shivana noticed that her mother and all their savings had disappeared as well. Only in this case, her mother did not leave a message. Now, although both the daughter and her father, they noticed the unusual relationship between them, no one said anything. They didn't want to ruin the upcoming event. Anyway.
I know you're begging my mom.
They were like, they just talked a lot. They said at one point, they talked to each other 22 hours a day. Understand, there are 24 hours in a day. 22 hours a day. Father says, I was suspicious, but did not say anything because the wedding was around the corner. And Nita left with the man on April 6th and took all our cash and jewelry. All right, so those are your three stories.
Check.
So once again, we have the 911 dispatcher in Georgia. She gets an emergency call from a guy. He just overhears her simultaneously ordering a McGriddle from the local McDonald's.
Are they dispatching those calls to her cell phone? Like, how is she at the drive-thru?
I don't think she's at the drive-thru. I think she has her cell phone in her other hand.
All right, tell somebody else to order.
Then we have the guy in the New York City subway who saw a dead homeless person and said, I want to have sex with him, and then did. And finally, the 20-year-old guy in India... He runs out 9 days before his wedding with his soon-to-be mother-in-law.
Man.
Leaving the family broke. That's why I said, look, Subway guy's weird, but I don't know that he's the worst.
I beg to differ on that one.
Yeah.
I think he's the worst.
Why is that?
Well, because he had sex with a corpse on a train.
Everything about that's bad.
Everything
about that's bad, and it sounds awful, but
we also
there's no particular victim
we also,
in this case.
We also
so who's the victim?
We also don't know what type of things he was doing.
I do not know.
We don't know that either.
But I would say, okay, who's the victim? Like with the Indian couple, I know who the victims are.
Yeah.
But I think they've lost all their life savings.
There's really
this
no
guy
true
ran off.
Victim with the attempted break-in.
No, not really. Just the guy. He's more angry than victimized.
So I'm going to go McDonald's sucks the least.
All right.
Yeah, because the issue is the dude on the subway, you're right, the victim's dead. But
right.
Also,
everything
like,
about it's
maybe
awful.
He might not even have known. He might have just thought this person was passed out and took advantage.
That does not make it better to me.
No, it makes it worse.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, so that's
why I
think he sucks so bad.
Sure. I agree.
This person, yeah.
I agree that he sucks bad.
And then, I don't know, man, the Indian guy... Like, it sucks that he took his fiance's money.
And her mom.
Well, he's going to get the money probably either way.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's hard to fight with that
How hot was this girl's mom?
I don't know. Hot enough for him.
Maybe she just did something the daughter didn't.
Jesus. Oh, the guy in the subway one.
I'm just saying, man.
Whoa. She was both hands.
We don't know.
She got some hands.
Now, one thing I do know is McGriddles are delicious.
They are delicious.
So, I think that woman should take her job more serious, but, yeah, it's a McGriddle.
So soft.
Butter and garlic on the
So, I'll say McGriddle sucks least.
All right. Okay. I do agree with that. McGriddles.
Do
McGriddle sucks least.
Oh, man. Never eat that again, will you? Okay, there you go. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, on X, and on Instagram.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.